Ah, oh, we're off to India, Stewie. We're off to India. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, it certainly is. They've landed in Dubai or something like that. I was listening to them, listening to some commentary that they've hit the nets already. They've had two sessions in Dubai.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the big challenge, they can go to Dubai, they can go to anywhere in the world, but the big challenge obviously starts when they get over there to India and get on those wickets, because who knows what they're going to get. Well, I know what they're going to get. They're going to get big spinny wickets.
They absolutely will get spinning wickets, and it just depends our philosophy, I suppose, whether we try and meet them with spin or go in with the quicks, and the third quick may be an interesting situation for us. But I personally don't think we'll win, Stewie, but I'm very intrigued as to who individually will stand up in those conditions.
Yeah, look, it's certainly going to be tough. We're going to have to play some good cricket. You mentioned the three quicks there. I think the series we won in 2004, I think it was, we played quicks, and that seemed to be a bit of a blueprint sort of moving forward, that a few people came back from that tour and said, look, you can't really go over there and play them at their own game, i.e. play spinners against them. Unfortunately with this squad is we've got a lot of spinners and we've only really got three quicks plus Mitchell Marsh. It's going to be tough work, no matter which way you try and cut it up or dice it up. We're going to have to play spinners over there, and we're going to have to play Mitchell Marsh, because otherwise I think we're just short.
Mm. Yeah. The numbers don't seem to add up to me, but of course I'm sure they've crunched all the data and they'd know better. We know how hard it is, because I'm pretty sure reading, and I think we expected this as well, about Alistair Cook stepping down as England captain, Stuart, but you know, England are coming off a 0-4 drubbing by India over there, and I'm sure the pressure of that added to the retirement plans of Alistair Cook.
Well, it's always, you look back and you think, oh, you got beaten there, where you resigned. But, I suppose when you look at it in context of everything else that's happened, they've had some good series in England. Look, he's Alistair Cook's an Ashes winning captain. In 59 tests, I think he's captain, the longest reign by any Englishman. But you're right. You go over there, the pressure of playing in India, the result, the way you lose, the way you get beaten, the seemingly you have no answers, no matter where you put the fielders and that type of stuff, it all wears you down. And I'd imagine, look, the Ashes series coming up, you probably would have loved to have stayed on and had one more crack at Australia in Australia and hopefully win the Ashes back for England. But you know how these things work behind the scenes. That people start saying, oh, geez, we'll want to keep you on as a batsman. We can't guarantee your spot, and maybe you should just concentrate on your batting, and all that sort of stuff adds up as well. And you've also got to remember that Joe Root appears to be the man in waiting there, and there's been a few people in the English media and, high-profile ex-English cricketers saying that we need a change of direction, and Joe Root's the man.
Joe Root is the man. Stewie, the Chappell Hadley series got away from us. It was two out of the three played, obviously the washout in the middle there, but our bowling was fine. I thought we had enough bowling there. Our batters were very disappointing.
Yeah, well, all summer we said Warner and Smith, Warner and Smith, Warner and Smith. We kept mentioning their name.
Well, that's it.
You take those two out of the team and argue that they're world class. You know, they're in the top five batsmen in the world. You're gonna find it tough. What I found most amazing about this tour to New Zealand was, we've heard all year about bowling workloads and fast bowling workloads and workloads and workloads and workloads. Why did we take Mitchell Stark and Josh Hazlewood over there if that was the issue?
I can't answer that. Well, I thought the same thing, and I suppose it was disappointing to lose with them there, though. It just goes
exactly
to show,
right,
you need to score runs.
Yeah, you need runs. Yeah.
You need runs, but we needed runs. We didn't get any runs. Obviously, Smith and Warner and a few guys they picked, it didn't work out. But, in the overall context of the series, like, no one, I'd be interested what listeners thought, but does anyone really care we lost the Chappell Hadley the trophy over there in New Zealand? Is anyone, is anyone going to die in the ditch over it?
No one will. It moves on very quickly.
No, but it does, again, prove that, when cricket teams play away from home, they lose a leg. I've got to say, the thing that did come out of that series for me, I found that Marcus Stoinis innings, I reckon, I know it's the most recent one I've seen, but one of the most astonishing innings I've ever seen. So that was memorable.
Yeah, it certainly was. Interestingly, using him as a point, that how's he missed in the system? Like, he was on the bench for the Stars, I think, in the Big Bash for a few matches. His innings was, I don't know, you sat there with your mouth open thinking, wow, how good's this guy? Where's he been hiding?
I've seen nothing like it.
How come no one's ever picked this guy? We've banged on about let's have an all-rounder. Well, he bowls about 135 and can whack him out of the ground. That's pretty much the definition of an all-rounder, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how we missed him.
That is the other thing which is quite strange to me, and I imagine as a bowler you get a giggle from it, is that the batsman got rested for the Chapel Hadley series and not the bowlers.
It was always the other way.
Yeah, and you know, I can understand bowlers needing a break, but yeah, you know, making runs is fun, isn't it?
Well, we left Mitchell Starc out of the Test series or the one day series to South Africa, and we got dusted, and Hazelwood dusted 5-0. We said, oh, we've got to get them ready for the Test series. They come back, we play them there, and then we send them over there. Like, pretty sure we've got a Test series coming up in India, probably outside the Ashes, the second biggest Test series. And, you know, we talk about resting guys during the Test series and stuff. Well, here's the prime opportunity. In fairness to the batsmen, Warner was rested, yes, and he's had a big summer, which I don't particularly have a problem with.
No.
Smith was injured. He did hurt his ankle in one of those games. And, you know, obviously they took the opportunity to get it right and don't let it fester away for a little while.
Mm. Yeah.
New South Wales played well.
Eddie Count, the forgotten man of Test cricket.
Churns it out.
Yeah, they played some good cricket. But New South Wales has that much talent coming through. And if you only look at all the state sides around the country, there's a scattering or a splattering of New South Wales players in each and every team. And they're doing pretty well. And what's always been interesting about New South Wales is we let guys go, or they go interstate for opportunity, and they come back, or they turn into these cricketers that maybe New South Wales, it's for some reason the coaching structure or the opportunity structure or the... I think it's just a fact that they go to these states and guarantee a game, so they feel a bit comfortable in their spots. And they go and they just play with freedom. And they come out... Ed Cowan's a good example. Joe Manny, Adam Gilchrist, if you want to go back a few years to Western Australia.
Yeah. Oh, there's plenty of them. It's massive.
And it looked, Stewie, that this Duke ball they're using, from all reports, it was moving a lot more than the Kookaburra for longer, which, as much as I don't understand the experiment, I don't mind that being the case in a way.
Correct, yeah. I know what you mean.
Well, I agree. My feedback about the ball is it swung a bit more, but it was still the ball and it was still red and we still had to hit it around type stuff, so... You know, the problem with that Duke ball is they're using a hybrid version, which is not the same as the one they use in England. So, for me, you're either using the Duke ball or you're not using the Duke ball. Now you're using something else that looks like a Duke ball. Yeah, it swings around a bit more and all that, but I think that the overriding philosophy was to try to get used to the Duke ball, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and of course the blokes who are going to be involved in the Ashes series weren't playing in this round of Shield matches and the future rounds of Shield matches. And just the quick one too, mate, poor old Nick Mattinson. You know, the euphoria of getting called up for your country, and congratulations to him, but it's been a bit of a slippery totem pole. He's out of the state team.
Yeah, he's absolutely battling at the moment. He can't get a run. He looks like he's under pressure. And you know, now's the challenge for Nick Mattinson, because since he was 17 and he burst onto the Shield scene, he's always been the guy that's got potential. And he certainly got oodles and oodles of that. And I don't think for a minute anyone doubts this guy's a very good cricketer. And you don't end up playing for Australia if you're not a very good cricketer.
Mm.
You know, at the end of the day, the only value anyone has in a professional sport is runs and wickets playing cricket, or you know, tackles and tries in rugby league, or whatever it may be. And you know, he's not getting runs and wickets. He's not getting runs. He doesn't get many wickets, but he's not getting runs. There comes a point in time where selectors have to make a decision. And,
yeah.
The only way you can take that out of their hands is by getting more and more runs.
Well, unfortunately for him, he got picked to play a test match on the potential rather than the form.
And it's very hard as an individual
when you're not coming in with that confidence, inner confidence that says, oh, well, I've come off 200s there, and then the Big Bash went downhill, and I understand that he would have been let down. And then it's just gone bang, bang. So he'll fight back,
I'm sure he'll be back.
Yeah.
He certainly will. So, you look at Michael Hussey and people like that, and they're the good examples. But that's not the system we use anymore. And whether I agree or anyone else agrees, the system is they really want to pick up guys on potential and see what they can do. So we've got to live with it. We've got to get on with it, I suppose.
Yeah. All right, Stewie. Thanks for your time, mate. Fantastic.
Cheers, boys. You have a good day.
Well done, Stuart Clark.